The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 in downtown Reading. Good morning, everybody. Hope you're having a wonderful morning. It's 5.5 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock here on the 2nd of November, 2018. And the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Yes, open 7 days a week. Yes, great customer service. What else could you ask for? Tobacco and Brew. Jared, what's it look like for weather today, buddy?
It's currently 48 degrees downtown. Today it's going to be sunny with a high of 82, a low of 56. Saturday it's going to be a high of 82, sunny as well, low of 55. A red flag warning apparently from tonight to Saturday night. Sunday we have a high of 78, a low of 54. And on Monday it's going to be partly sunny. And on Monday we have a high of 78 and a low of 53.
Well, you know, it's not going to change very much, and no rain in the future there, it looks like, right?
None that I can see.
Okay. Hey, look, weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas and Propane, locally owned, veteran-owned company out of Anderson, California here, and they give discounts for seniors and veterans and have payment plans out there. It's getting ready to be cold, so give them a call, 365-3793. The reason I'm kind of breaking up a little bit here is we have Amy from Haven Humane, and she has, you know what, if... Look at this dog she has with her. He's almost adorable.
He is adorable.
But this is a what? This is an American
bully.
Bully.
Yes. So this is
okay.
Him. Sorry.
Well, we can just all sit here and just look at him.
I know
that. This is radio, though. This is radio.
I get lost in those big eyes. So
mine are the dogs.
Both.
Oh, okay.
I'm a sucker. So I have with me Hamlet today. Isn't it fit him so well?
Of course, Hamlet.
I like to just call him Ham because he reminds me of a big round, big round Christmas ham.
Okay.
He's so cute.
This dog is absolutely.
He's what I like to call a squatty body. So he's short to the ground. He's got little short legs. His head is bigger than the rest of his body.
He is a full-body dog.
He is a full-headed dog as well, yeah.
This dog has got a big head. And you know what? He's got a big smile on his face. And he comes over and he puts his head on your knee and he just wants to be petted. And he is just, but he is, he's not going to go running with you. He's not a runner.
He's kind of a couch potato.
Well, I know, but he's kind of built. You know, he's built like a fullback.
Yeah.
He's going to hit the line and keep moving.
Yeah.
This is a powerful dog.
He is, but with him being powerful, he likes to walk right next to you on a leash.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, in the shelter, he pulls through the kennels and all of them do. They just want to get out. So,
sure.
But as soon as you're out with him, he walks really good on a leash, actually.
Great.
I was very surprised today how much he just walked right next to me.
How much does you think he weighs?
He weighs about 80 pounds.
80 pounds. And he has
70,
he's a wide body.
Yeah, he's short.
Yeah, and in fact, if you have a truck, you may have to help him get in there.
I have to help him in the van. He can't get in our van. His legs are too short. He puts his front paws up and then looks at me like, okay, lift the back end because I can't do it.
I got the front end. I did my part.
Yeah, okay. My back's over here screaming. But
now, how old is he?
He's about four.
About four, okay.
Yeah, so he's a little bit, I mean, he's not a young puppy, so he's not super energetic. He does, you know, still need a walk, but he isn't, you know, going to be that puppy stage. He's out of
that. Well, what about, how's he get along with people? I mean, he gets along great. I mean, that I've seen so far.
He loves people. He actually doesn't have any stranger danger to him. He's not leery of new people. He comes right up to everybody and is interested in meeting new people. He does good with older kids just because of his size. And no kitties, though, for him.
No kitties.
No kitties.
How about other dogs?
We haven't officially tested him with other dogs. And we don't ever want to base that on how he acts towards other dogs in the shelter because it's a totally different thing because they all bark at each other walking through. And, you know, it's kind of like online bullying. Like, nothing happens to you, so you can just say anything you want.
You can
just be a keyboard warrior. Well, that dog's in a cage, and you're in a cage, and you're not going to fight each other. But if you're going to pretend like you do, you know, it looks make you look like big man on campus,
right.
pretty much. Yeah.
Right.
So a lot of them are like that, even though in play they go into our weekly play groups and love mm-hmm. other dogs. But in the shelter, you know, it's a different story.
So has he been out in play groups yet?
He hasn't yet.
Okay. Well, you haven't had him very long yet,
no,
huh?
When okay. he was just recently neutered, too, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well,
so
that changes attitudes, I'm
yeah.
sure.
Yeah, yeah. So it just any dog, if you have other dogs, it would probably, I mean, it would be best if you brought them in to do a dog introduction. We require it for before adoption. We want to mm-hmm. make sure it's a good fit and everybody gets along.
Oh, sure, sure.
Yeah.
Well, this is just was he laying on the floor here?
Yeah, and he, look at his legs. Watch him. He does this thing. I call it froggy doggy. There's an actual word for the way that they lay like that. It's called splooting.
Splooting.
Yeah, corgis do it a lot.
So yeah, corgis do it.
Pit bulls do it a lot, too. I'm not sure why, but
okay,
yeah,
they lay on the ground. They lay on their stomachs, and their legs go out.
Out, yeah, like a frog.
Like a frog.
Froggy doggy. Yeah, so he's a really cool dog.
What do you think, Jared? Just put him in your car. Take him home. Your mom would like it.
This guy is such a chick magnet, too.
A chick magnet?
He's a chick magnet. Like, if I saw this dog walking down the street, I could not help myself to ask to pet him. I would have to. I would just have to want to pet him. He's so cute. He's a showstopper.
He's a showstopper. Okay. Hamlet, how long have you had him? You haven't had him very long.
No, not very long.
Somebody turned him in or just found him?
They found him, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so he's an American bully, which is, you know, that's not cool because he's not a bully. He's
no.
He's a friendly dog that comes in and puts his head on your he walked into my office, said hello.
Yeah.
And
oh,
I'm thinking this is a very large but short dog.
Yes.
This is like one of those rustlers that you see. WWE.
Yes.
You know.
He's just almost comical. Like, you look at him, you can't help but, like, smile at his short body and his big head.
His big head he's got.
And he makes really fun sounds. He really does. Like, he snores, and, like, when he eats, like, he makes funny sounds. And when, like, he's straining to put him in the car, he, like, makes crazy sounds. He sounds like a little pig. I love him.
Amy's liking Hamlet here. Hamlet, the American bully, which is, you know, it's a pit bull.
Yeah.
Type. But he's got a huge head. He's brindle color. He's got a tail, too.
Yes.
And he is a cute. Okay. Now.
Yes.
How
you
do
can
people,
adopt him
okay.
for $25 along with any other dog in our shelter until this Saturday. So until tomorrow, all dog adoptions are $25 and cat adoptions are $10. And you can give us a call, 241-1653. Most people know where we're at. We've been there for 100 years. 7449 Eastside Road. And come meet Hamlet.
Okay. You know what? This is an interesting dog. And if you're looking for a dog for walking the river trail, mm-hmm. this is fine. You know, the reason I'm saying not a runner is because he doesn't have the body of, you know, like a dog like a, I don't know, lab or something where he's got longer legs and keep up. He's more of a walking type.
Yeah.
And
struts.
Yeah.
That's what
he swaggers.
When he walks. He swaggers.
He swaggers when he walks. But he doesn't have that body to be able to run. If you're looking for a running dog.
Yeah.
But if you're looking for a dog that's going to walk around and be friendly and love on you.
Yeah, fun couch and, potato companion.
Yeah.
Definitely
yeah.
him.
Sure. Okay.
Lots
Thank
of
you
kisses.
So much.
Also, wet, drooly kisses. That's your guy right there.
Yeah. Well, I was kind of hoping you'd not point that out.
Not mention it. So, well,
not
some people
it.
Don't bother aren't bothered by drool.
I know.
Yeah. So.
Okay, Hamlet, the dog that's right. He's splooging right now. Is that a splood? Splooge? Is that what that is?
No, sploot.
Oh, sploot. He's splooting.
Yeah.
Okay, not splooging.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. All right. Hey, look, we got to. Thanks, Amy.
Yeah, have a good weekend.
Thank you. You too. And I hope Hamlet. Let me keep us up on Hamlet.
I will.
Here,
I'll let
because
you know.
I really like. I mean, this dog is. You have to see this dog. Take a photo. Okay. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to take a photo, and I'm going to put it on Facebook.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Sleep Number. Sleep Number now has got a great deal. Their Veterans Day sale is going on. And they're offering up their beds at a much better, not a much better price, but a very fair price here of the Queen Sleep Number 360 C4 Spark bed. Now is only $1,299 for this Veterans Day sale. You can save $400 on that. And plus, there's exclusive savings reserved for military and veterans. Sleep Number allows you to fix the comfort that you want, the firmness on your side of the mattress, and then for your loved one on the other side. My Sleep Number setting is 60, Linda's Sleep Number setting is 40. We all know how important sleep is. Here's a great chance to give somebody a super, super Christmas present that's going to last you for a decade. That's right, a Sleep Number bed. Right now, head on down to the Target Shopping Center. Go on in, lay down on one of those beds, and see what we're talking about. Sleep Number. We'll be right back after these messages. It's 15 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. 48 degrees out there right now, going up to 81.
Than ever before. Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play our November Adventure Swipe to Win. Check out what we have waiting for you this month. Free slot leg, prizes, or a Can-Am Commander. Not one, but two winners. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily at any of our new kiosks. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn four times entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Play the game board for free slot play Fridays at 8 p.m. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or a Can-Am Commander. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. It's a liberating feeling when you know you can go anywhere, whenever, on a moment's notice. Can-Am Commanders come built to handle any terrain, so embrace the spirit of adventure and get out there. Play our November Adventure promotion, where you could win a Can-Am Commander from Redding Yamaha Sea-Doo. Two winners. Final drawing Friday, November 30th. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
My name is Sam. I am 19 and was born and raised in Reading. It looks like criminals are taking over our city. There's so many parks in Reading that I played in when I was a kid. It seems now that they're covered with trash and filled with sketchy-looking people. It's sad, but I won't go near those parks. Why can't we do something about this? I hear stories of people walking into stores, taking whatever they want, and walking out without paying, and nothing happens to them. Cars get stolen by the same bad guys, and still, nothing happens to them. Then I learned that the state gave Shasta County $20 million to build an adult rehabilitation center. This was supposed to help convicted criminals learn new skills so they might find a better life. Seems like a step in the right direction, but the county gave the money back. Why?
My name is Joe Comenti, and I'm asking you to elect me to the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. Law enforcement is aggressively trying to protect us, but it's time for new leadership at the Board of Supervisors. It's time for action.
Paid for by the committee to elect Joe Comenti.
He's just a very hard-working person, and he listens to his people.
David Kehoe is one of the most honest public servants that I have ever seen.
As a third-generation U.S. Army veteran, I support Supervisor David Kehoe for re-election because of his unfailing support of our veterans.
The best quality about Dave is that he is so approachable.
You just couldn't ask for a better supervisor than him.
I'm David Kehoe, candidate for Supervisor, District 1. I'm firmly committed to a safer community by increasing jail beds and supporting law enforcement. As your supervisor, I have a record of voting for jobs and economic development to help increase revenue for public safety. I will always strive to improve the safety and quality of life for the people of Shasta County. I welcome your support and vote.
Paid for by Keto for Shasta County Supervisor 2018.
Shasta Regional Medical Center Foundation's annual turkey trot is coming. Trot on down to Shasta Regional Medical Center to register, or visit ShastaRegional.com and register online. There's the diesel horse dash for the little gobblers, the 2-mile walk fun run for the entire family, and this year's timed race will be a rerouted 4.49 miles due to the trail damage from the car fire. Register by November 16th. Join the largest community run and walk Thanksgiving morning, the Shasta Regional Medical Center Foundation Turkey Trot. A portion of this year's event will benefit Sacramento River Trail fire restoration projects.
I've been walking these streets so long, singing the same old song. I know every crack in these dirty sidewalks of Broadway.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. In the studios at KCNR 1460, 20 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock here. And this portion of the show brought to you by the 17th Annual Power to Senior Celebrity Soup Kitchen next Wednesday, November the 7th, from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. You'll need a little soup after Election Day. You're going down there at 4 p.m. Linda and I are emceeing that event, and it's going to be at the Senior Citizens Hall, located at 2290 Benton Drive, of course. Gourmet soup, terrific prizes. You know what? This has always got a huge turnout, and there's a reason why, because all the proceeds, being sponsored by the Shasta County Older Adult Policy Council, proceeds go to help seniors. They have problems maybe paying off their electric bills. So this goes in to help with their electric, to avoid a utility shutdown. You know, this is Friday. We've got John Cox running for governor will be our guest at 7:30, and then Congressman Doug Amalfa will be on at 8 o'clock, who's running for reelection. But you want to feel good when you go into the weekend. Is that right, Jared? They can't see you nodding
your
head.
That is correct, Carl.
Okay, yes, I need to have you here talking to me, not in your head. Okay, I saw a video that was just, it was kind of awesome. A humpback whale had a rope wrapped around it in a buoy, and it was swimming in counterclockwise circles. A fishing boat comes up, and they cut the buoy off it, off the whale, but it was still running in circles. It was still under a lot of stress. They were calling the Coast Guard. Coast Guard says, "Hey, we can't be there for hours. Just leave it alone." Well, here's the video. The captain of the boat is yelling at a guy named Sam, who is a crewman on the boat. He says, "Get in close, Sam. Sam, jump on the whale. Jump on the whale and cut it loose." And here's Sam. He's looking back at the camera, at the captain. He's looking down at this whale, and he's hanging on the side there. And the captain's, "Jump, Sam, jump." And Sam jumps into the water next to the whale, and he says, "Swim, Sam, swim." Sam climbs up on the whale. He's got a knife in his mouth, okay? It's in his mouth, like a pirate. He climbs up, and the captain's going, "Sam, Sam, cut the rope before she dives, Sam." And Sam's there with a knife working on the rope, and the whale is staying up. And then poof, Sam goes off. The whale goes the other direction. Sam's got his hands up in the air. "I cut it." Now, I don't know who Sam is, but Sam, he did have a life preserver on. The guy yelling at Sam, "Sam, jump on the whale." I mean, Jared, okay, we're on the boat. "Jared, jump on the whale. Jump on the whale, Jared." Are you going to do that?
I probably would, actually. Although it's extremely dangerous, and people say don't do it.
But. Yeah, the Coast Guard says do not do that, because people have tried to help whales, and they're just huge. And they don't mean to, but they can really cause a lot of damage to your body. But you know what, Jared? I bet you would do that, come to think of it.
I've always been a big fan of the ocean.
Anyway, so. You can see this on YouTube. You just go on YouTube about rescuing as well. But the captain yelled, "Jump, Sam, jump." It was great. Sam's looking at him like, I've done smarter things in my life than this. And the other thing is I think it's even more touching. A young lady by the name of Nicole Oyola in Florida. She's 23 years old. She's driving down across the bridge, this bridge in Florida, and she sees a man on the other side standing on the ledge. At first she thought the car was there because he had traffic problems. But then she sees this guy. She pulls over. And she goes over and she starts talking to the man, saying, "God loves you. There's no reason to do this. And, no cops are there yet or anything." And he goes, and he just says, "My life's in such a mess." She says, no, you are worth so much. And she says, "I just want to hug you to show you, that God loves you." And the guy climbs back over off the ledge, comes back onto the walk, comes back in the walkway. And she hugs him. And then the police show up, and they talk to the guy, and he walks away. He's getting counseling. But isn't this something where this young lady stops, and she says, "God loves you," or "You don't have to kill yourself, and I just want to hug you," to get him off the ledge? Isn't it an exceptional example of how somebody that just doesn't know the other person but doesn't care, that just wants to help. Two examples right there of people, in one case, risking their life for an animal. In the other case of somebody wanting to change this other person's life and save their life, not knowing them, but just knowing that they wanted to help them. I just, you know, when I see stories like that, you know, I really, really enjoy those kind of stories, because all the rest of the things I'm seeing in the news just aren't like that. A preacher in Australia convinces his wife to kill herself. I mean, you read something like that, or you see people that are missing, or you see things like, you know, that how people are turning on each other on because of these elections. These elections, I don't know about you, Jared. Are you ready for these things to be over yet?
Yeah.
Are you ready? I mean, I know that. Do you vote? At the polls, or do you mail in your vote?
I vote at the polls.
Well, I do too, and I think for some reason, this isn't true, okay, everybody? I know this isn't true. But to me, it seems like you get counted.
You feel like at the polls. You feel like you might not if you mail it in.
I feel like if it's mailed in, how do you know? How do you really know? I mean, you know, is there a box of mail that just didn't make it? You know, but I know when I go in there and I put those little marks in there that I've made my decision. I go over and I hand it in. I put it in into the box. There's a ballot box. I know somebody's going to, it's under guard. They're going to take it in there. They're going to count them. Now, if they can count, I'm not sure. You know, I don't know. I assume that they can count. But when I mail it, and I've mailed them before, when I'm, you know, when, of course, when you're deployed, you get these, you know, you get your ballots. And here you are, you're in Iraq or Afghanistan or some other place when it comes to voting. And they mail you your ballots and you fill them out. And then you send them off. Then you find out that in some cases they don't get there. They don't count them because the election's over and it's, they mailed them out late. And so you send it back. Okay. So you're never sure if your vote counts. Now, people will stand up and scream, oh, no, they count. They count. No, it works. The system works. Well, maybe the system works, maybe, you know, but it maybe doesn't work all the time. I do know that if I vote and put it in a ballot box, that I have positive control over my ballot from the time I pick it up to the time I hand it in to the people in this box, that they're going to take it directly from there back to the recorder. So that's the way I like to vote. When we have one of the things that we offer in the show here, of course, is your opportunity to ask questions. When Audrey Denny was on yesterday, who's the Democratic candidate for Congress running against Congressman LaMalfa, she was asked several questions, and many of the questions we couldn't even get to. There were so many of them, people calling in and all that, on her ideas about the Second Amendment, about immigration. One of the big things she was pushing was a broadband to the rural areas, which I think is just a great idea and something I'm going to ask Congressman LaMalfa about, that we've got areas out there that they're not even running landlines anymore. If they're not running landlines, how you know you don't have a phone. You have to race into town to the nearest grocery store or gas station and use one of their phones. So that's a good question to ask Congressman LaMalfa. But it's a clear delineation between her and Doug LaMalfa. So it shouldn't be one of those things like, well, you know, I don't know, they're both the same. Well, they're not. They are diametrically opposed on many things. For John Cox, he's running against, of course, Gavin Newsom. Gavin Newsom, and I realize that some people out there think that he's pretty hot, pretty good guy. I just have a real problem with somebody who keeps talking about single-payer health care for the state of California, knowing it's going to quadruple our budget. Somebody that believes it's okay to be bringing in thousands of illegals and then paying for them and also putting them through school and all this. When we have citizens of California, they can't get the same benefits. So I have a real problem with that. But it's going to be you can't have more when people are running. There's the people running, and in this election, it seems throughout the states, throughout our country, there is no like, well, gosh, you know what? They both kind of are agreeing on this, and they're all looking pretty same. It seems to me in every race that I'm looking at, they are diametrically opposed. There is no middle ground here. So you're going to go one way or the other on this. And it's really interesting to see how this is going to work. We're going to take a break, and we're going to be back in a couple of minutes. And I'm sure Mr. Cox will be calling in around that time. This portion of the show, of course, is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Been in the North State for over 25 years. This is the people that we use. Voted best in the North State, a veteran-owned business. If it's got a heat, if you've got a heating and cooling system, they can work on it, and they can fix it, and they can keep it maintained. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The 17th Annual Power to Seniors Celebrity Soup Kitchen, sponsored by the Older Adult Policy Council, will take place Wednesday, November 7th from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. The event will be held at a new location, the Reading Senior Citizens Hall at 2290 Benton Drive. Enjoy an evening of gourmet soups, music, and raffle prizes. Proceeds go to older adults who are unable to pay their power bills. Tickets are available at the door, $12 for adults and $6 for children ages 3 to 12. For more information, call 232-5543.
For over 45 years, the Original Clyde's TV is the place people turn to for locally owned, name brand recognition and offering home delivery service. You know that you're getting the best quality with Clyde's TV. Clyde's has it all, from home stereo systems to 150-inch televisions. We are an authorized DISH network provider. Not only will you be getting competitive prices on your home electronics, but Clyde's knowledgeable staff will install your home entertainment system to your specifications.
I'm Clyde, and I've been serving in North State for over 45 years. I'm an authorized Klipsch, Yamaha, Sony, Samsung, and LG dealer. We offer setup and even haul away your old electronics free of charge. If you're looking for that hard-to-find video audio accessory, we have it. We offer discounts to military personnel. Come see us at Clyde's Enterprises, located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue here in Reading.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and, of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. In the studio is the KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is on assignment this morning. It's 48 degrees out there, going up to 81. Can you believe it? 81 here on the 2nd of November. 81 degrees. No rain in sight. We haven't turned off our sprinklers yet. Turned them off because we thought they were going to, you know, it's going to be rain. Then turn them back on again when there isn't. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, of course. This portion of the show brought to you by Holly Bail Bonds. You know, the part of the problems we're having is because of AB 109, Prop 47, Prop 57, and now they want to do away with bail. This is our Democrat friends down in Congress and down in Sacramento. So this is SB 10. Now, we can try and stop this, or we can stop this, by getting the petition signed by November the 26th to put it out there so that we can vote on this. Now, where do we vote? And where do we go to sign this petition? It's at Holly Bail Bonds, located at 1737 Placer Street. Holly has been in the business here for since 1992. She knows what bail does to help protect our streets. And this bill itself endangers public safety. It's going to cost millions. It eliminates bail. Just eliminates it. And it was SB 10 was widely opposed by not just the crime victims, but law enforcement, civil rights advocates, and the public safety leaders. It's just a bad bill. And you got a chance, go on down to 1737 Placer Street and sign this petition. You have to do it by November 26th. We've already signed. Jared's going to sign if he hasn't signed already. And the it's just, you know, what we don't need more criminals out on the street. And this is what this bill does. It's interesting watching what's going on in these races. And we just talked about, you know, it's a clear delineation. However, in those, you know, Jared, that, you know, there's states that Trump took by 20 percentage points, 36 percentage points. And the Democrats, so they are Democrats in a red state. And you're starting to hear things that they're starting to say that kind of goes against their own party. In Missouri, Senator McCaskill there has a radio ad declaring she's not one of those crazy Democrats. So she's a Democrat, but she's not one of the crazy Democrats. And she's in a real tight race there against their attorney general. In Montana, John Tester, the Democrat, and he's running against, and he's the incumbent, has said that the Hill, that the Democrats botched the debate over Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. He also criticized Massachusetts Democrat Elizabeth Warren about her Native American heritage. In Tennessee and Arizona, former Governor Paul Bresden and Representative Kristen Sinema are telling voters they will not back Senate Minority Leader Charles Schumer for Senate Democratic leader. In West Virginia, Joe Manchin broke with his party and backed Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. In Indiana, Joe Connolly has said has a television ad warning of socialists who want to turn health care over to the government and of the radical left wanting to eliminate U.S. immigration and custom enforcement. Now, these are Democrats. Now, do you think that they would be saying this in a year if they were leading? Would they be putting out these kind of ads when they're trying to distance themselves from their own party, Jared? What would you think? What do you think about that?
I don't really know what's truly on their mind, but if they were, you know, in the lead, probably not as much.
I think
this is, you know, to
I think
try
it's
to,
politics. I think they say what they need to because they are in danger of losing their seats. So they know that the people are really, a lot of people are really irate about the Kavanaugh thing. How the Kavanaugh vote was done, and frankly, you know, Feinstein, and if you look at Feinstein as the one that brought this brouhaha to the forefront, frankly, that as much as I look at her and her opponent De Leon, and I look at Feinstein. Feinstein has reached across the aisle a couple of times. She's done some other things. Has done some other things to help business, to help small businesses. And I thought, you know what, as much as I disagree with her on many things, I could support her against De Leon, who I think is really would have a negative impact on our country. He's had a negative impact in the state of California. But when Feinstein did this, when she held this information for 60 days and then threw this lady, Dr. Ford, under the bus, in my opinion, that really made it hard. That really made it difficult to vote for her. So all I'm thinking about is just not voting on that since we can't do write-ins. I'd write you in, Jared, for senator from California. But this to me was just a it was the wrong thing to do. There was no reason to do that. If they'd thrown it out earlier, of course, if they had done it earlier and they'd done the research and they did the background, they would have said, no, there's nothing here. And it wouldn't have caused the consternation. If it was there to cause unrest in our country, to divide our country even further, then Dianne Feinstein was a success, she and her party. So, that you know, it's difficult. It's difficult to support the something like this. The other things I see happening around here is that in Washington, D.C., the city council is voting on letting 16-year-olds vote. 16-year-olds vote. I'm having a problem with this one, too. 16 years old. You can't buy a pack of cigarettes till you're 21. You can't buy in D.C. You can't buy a gun anyway, unless you're 21. All these reasons not to trust people until they're 21. Yet they want to let 16-year-olds. They want to let 16-year-olds vote. There's something there. There's something there that's going on that's just not. It just doesn't seem right. It just doesn't seem right on this. But I'm not sure why they want to do this. But then again, I'm not sure why they want to do a lot of things in D.C. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show is John Cox will be back with us after we get back from this break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. 1845 California Street is their newest branch. Of course, they're getting ready to open up their main branch again down on Hartnell. Right now, they're on Cypress, and that's where we're going to be next Thursday for the RABA, Stop the Bus. The Cornerstone Community Bank, run by your neighbors, started by your neighbors. Head on down to Cornerstone Community Bank to experience how they are moving local dreams forward. We'll be right back after these messages.
Let me run with you tonight. Take you on a moonlight ride. There's someone I used to see, but she don't give a damn for me.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity of your vehicle depends on you to make sure the oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems all have been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't need to drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes and more with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Paid for by Brian Daly for Assembly, 2018.
Since going to the state legislature in Sacramento, Brian Daly has kept his promise to the people of Northern California. Brian's focused his time and energy on creating jobs while voting against regulations and taxes. Brian has worked across party lines to save our rural hospitals, skilled nursing facilities, and biomass plants and programs that actually produce jobs for young people. Brian even hosted over 100 legislators to the North State to educate them on our rural way of life. And as a testament to Brian's integrity and work ethic, Brian was elected by his peers to be minority leader in the legislature. But there's still much to do, and problems still need solving. So let's re-elect Brian Daly to the State Assembly on November 6th.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Been in the business for a couple of decades, a better-known business. There isn't anything that Jeff Wirst does not know about fixing a windshield, and he's not going to waste your business, waste your time. He's going to fix anything from a small chip to a crack over 2.5 feet in length. That's right. And he guarantees his work for life. I've had a crack. He fixed a crack on my windshield, gosh, what is it, 10 years ago almost, and it's still you still can't see it after 10 years. This is Jeff Wirst in Crackmaster Windshield Repair down at 3208 South Market Street. Give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment. On the line, we have John Cox, who is running, of course, for a governor of our fair state of California. Good morning.
Good morning, Carol. Great to be with you.
Well, you know what I'm thinking here is that just a few more days, and how do you pump yourself up for the last few days after being, you know, after being on the road for so much?
You know, I'm excited by what I'm doing because this state needs real help, real fast. People can't afford life in this state. They're looking at incredible costs for gasoline, for housing. The water situation is a disaster. Our farmers are already struggling. It's going to get worse, not better, if we don't change things. Our schools are 47th in the country. Our roads are almost impassable. They're clogged for people and full of potholes, Carl. I got to tell you, we're still pumping money down a rat hole with that train that very few people are going to ride. You know, it's way over budget, way behind schedule. You know, there's just a lot of things that need to be addressed in the state, and my opponent would make all of those worse, not better. He's already told us he's going to do that. So I think people have a clear choice here, and I hope they choose well.
Well, you know, yesterday we had the Democratic candidate for Congress on, and she agreed that we have people moving out of our state in droves. We have the fifth richest economy, but the poorest. But more poor than anybody and more illegals than anybody. And, I mean, it's,
right.
This is a Democrat candidate, and she's agreeing to all these things. And so, John, when you see this happening and you see people moving away, and especially after disasters like Banana Santa Rosa and up here with the fires, you know, people are looking at seriously, should they rebuild or should they just go someplace else? What do you think you could do to change this?
Well, you know, I would tell them wait until November 6th. I think we're going to shock not only California, but the country and maybe the world, because I think the people of this state are a lot smarter than the politicians give them credit for. I think they know that the game is rigged in Sacramento. I think they know that this state could be a lot better than it is. Those fires, by the way, were a tragedy. I was up there in Redding, and they were, you know, Cal Fire guys were telling me, you know, there's no forest management. They're flying helicopters with bullet holes in them from Vietnam. And, again, we have that money to throw away in the Central Valley on a train. It's just incredible how tone-deaf this leadership is. And, you know, I would tell people wait until November 6th and there'd be a new day in California. We'll turn the state around.
Well, okay, now the Democrats control, I'm not sure if it's a supermajority anymore, for the Assembly and the Senate. As a Republican governor, what are just some of the things you can do?
You know who has the supermajority, by the way, Carol? It really isn't a particular political party. You know, that's what people think because they hear it on the news and everything else. But you know who really has a stranglehold? The special interests, the interest groups. And they're on both sides, Carol. You know, I realize that I'm going to be swimming upstream. I'm going to get there and have to shake things up. And one of the things I'm going to do is I'm going to work day one on reforming this legislature, get it to represent us, not these interest groups. I'd like to see campaigning end up to be door-to-door, people-to-people. Forget these, you know, lousy 30-second TV ads that just are an avalanche at this time of year. The interest groups pay for all this stuff, and, of course, the politicians then have to kowtow to them. That's no way to run a state. That's not, you know, good practice. We've got to take that power away from those interest groups, give it back to the people, get our campaigns back to being door-to-door, and I'm going to start working on that day one.
Newsom has said he floated this one out there about a single-payer health care system for California.
Oh, that's all and we need. More power in the hands of Sacramento politicians.
It would quadruple the budget. I mean,
right.
I just don't understand how you could say that. And even he started to back off.
Does anybody who's been to the DMV think it's a good idea to centralize our health care and bureaucrats? I mean, give me a break.
Yeah, and by the way, raising the I'm just paying my registration for my car $546. $546,
right.
And then the gas tax and all of these things that they've done down there. It's like they just have no concept of what it's doing to the people, the middle class and the lower middle class of the state.
You know, it was Reagan. You know, the guy that brought me to the Republican Party who said that government is like a baby, an insatiable appetite at one end and a lack of discipline at the other, right?
Yeah, dirty diaper at the other. So
dirty diapers, you know, that is California's government writ large. I mean, it is amazing how they fulfilled Reagan's prediction here. And you know, we just got to stop that appetite. And Gavin Newsom is going to be the chief baby in Sacramento. Just an insatiable appetite and absolutely no discipline. That should be soundly rejected if Californians have any sense.
What do you plan on doing on the sanctuary city, the sanctuary state type of attitude that we have here in California?
You know, it's all politics, Carl. You know, they're all trying to compete for who can coddle people the most. You know, every sheriff in the state is against that sanctuary state law. That ought to tell you something. I mean, you know, I don't certainly want immigrant communities to be harassed. I certainly don't want gangs in those communities. And I know the immigrant communities don't want that either. So the idea that we're going to, you know, take the, coordination away between state and federal people is just ridiculous. Let's check papers at the border. Let's make sure our borders are secure. And I don't want people harassed in their neighborhoods or on their front yards to get their papers checked everywhere. But at the same point, I don't want gangs to run wild. And I want anybody who's here illegally and doing criminal behavior, I want them out of the state. I hope, you know, Democrats and independents agree with that as well as Republicans.
What do you think the water, you know, as they say, you know, whiskey's for drinking and water's for fighting.
that's for sure.
Well, you know, up here in Northern California.
Well, that's the history of California.
Well, it is. That's so what are you looking at here? Is, you know, we're pumping out all this water into the Delta and then out to the sea. It's just a matter of time till we collapse these aquifers. What's your thoughts on this one, John?
Well, listen, we need to make sure that fish can run. I'm all for that. So, but there's a balance, you know. I mean, how much water do they need to run in? And then how much can we save, put it into reservoirs? You know, we haven't built a reservoir in 30 years, despite the fact that the population of the state has grown, has almost doubled in that time, Carl. But I'm from San Diego. It's a coastal desert. I like it that way. It doesn't rain very often. So let's build some desalination down in the southern part of the state, LA and San Diego, where a lot of the population is. We can stop then, you know, sucking the water out of the north part of the state so the north part of the state can recharge the aquifers. This is not rocket science. It's just that the politicians have taken hold, the environmental lobbyists have taken hold, and they don't do what should be done.
Desalination plants are good ideas. That's what they do in the Middle East, and that's where they get all their water from. And,
Israel.
Israel.
Actually exports water now to Jordan, and, you know, Jordan's a friend of theirs, maybe because they also need the water that Israel produces. I mean, this is ridiculous that we're going to be put on water rationing and that our farmers are sitting there sucking the groundwater. I got to tell you, there's nobody that's going to stand up for our farm economy more than I do.
The economy of California is so strong, and it's based, you know, a lot of it's based on tech industry. And yet when you go west of the I-5, you've got a total different idea of how the state should be run than the east of the 5.
Right.
Is there any way to kind of bring that together?
Well, you know, listen, I think there's a lot of people west of the five who don't think this state's being run very well either, because there's a huge politician-caused housing crisis where they've driven up the cost of housing. That, you know, not only drives up the cost for working people, it also drives up governmental budgets, which drives our taxes to be the highest in the country. It also drives up business budgets so that they're actually leaving the state. So I would submit to you that I don't think the state's well managed on either side of the five. And again, it's the reason is because of these interest groups that basically control Sacramento. They got to be taken out of power. We've got to get something going on that score. That's one of the primary reasons I'm running for governor. And people will have a clear choice on Tuesday. Stick with the old, decline of the state, or try something new that, is going to have a chance of turning around this state.
Well, you know what? We're going to, use this last couple of minutes just for, for you to, tell people why they should vote for John Cox.
You know, it's about change versus status quo. I mean, look at this wonderful, wonderful state, the natural beauty, the incredible people, the great weather, the, such different climates from the forests in the north to the deserts in the south. I mean, California has it all except decent political leadership. And the reason for that is because we've just kind of gone along and let Sacramento be grabbed by these funding groups who are out for themselves, the big businesses and big labor union bosses. They're enjoying their power, but the rest of us are living with housing crisis, education that's 47th in the nation, roads congested and full of potholes. The cost of living is out of sight. Gasoline prices, electricity prices, housing costs. This has all got to change. I think the people are going to wake up. I think the people are going to go into that booth on Tuesday and say, you know what? This state really ain't working very well. What have we got to lose? Let's get this outsider in here, and he's going to shake things up, and we'll get some improvement.
Just one question is, and I agree about the special interest groups, but how do you control the unions, like the teachers' union and the ESCO, all those? How do you keep them out?
The power they have is based upon the fact that they pool all this money, and then they buy TV commercials, and then they get elected by buying TV commercials and radio commercials and all this stuff. I have an idea to knock those out of the box by making every campaign about going door to door and talking to your neighbor by candidates, not by some kid who's right out of school. I'm talking about the candidates going door to door and making their case to every single voter. It's old fashioned, but it works because it takes out the power of these incredible pots of money and all these huge interest groups and big businesses. I mean, that, to me, is the only way to save this state, and I'm going to make the argument to the people that this has got to get done.
Okay. John Cox, candidate for governor. There's a clear delineation between John Cox and Gavin Newsom, and which is clear through most of the country. There is clear choices to make here. You're not going to get either one of them confused with the other. So thank you so much.
No question.
Thank you so much for giving us a call today, and good luck.
Thanks. Thanks, Carl. Really appreciate it.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. I'm not sure how he's going to be able to cut out the advertising. Because he's absolutely right, though. You get people in there that are putting in millions of dollars from out of state, from PACs from out of state, that they're piling on that. And I wonder does that come under the freedom, First Amendment? Got freedom of speech, that if I feel for something, that I should be able to make a television commercial for it or a radio commercial for it. I think it's going to be, it's going to be an interesting concept to see how you're going to cut those back. The unions in the state are so powerful now. So, and it's not just the ads. It's the amount of money they pour into election campaigns for the types of, you know, other things that the elected officers want to accomplish. It could be charities, could be anything, but they pour in. How much money do you think unions pour into the Capitol down there, Jared? It'd be interesting to try and find that out, how many millions it is. And it goes both ways, though. I mean, you've got other PACs that go in and provide, you know, millions of dollars to the Republicans, too. Yeah. Anyway, we're going to take a break. And speaking of other people and other candidates, we're going to have Congressman Doug Amalfo calling in right after the news, hopefully. And we'll take a quick break and be right back.
The news is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
News this hour from PoundHall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump tweeting about the latest employment report. The president writes, "Wow, the U.S. added 250,000 jobs in October. And this was despite the hurricanes, unemployment at 3.7%, wages up." The president calls them incredible numbers, concluding, keep it going, vote Republican. And in that vein, Mr. Trump holds two more rallies today, one in Indiana, the other in West Virginia. The president's hoping to get out the vote for the GOP ahead of Tuesday's crucial midterm elections.
Campaigning in Missouri, the president made his closing arguments, telling voters that GOP candidates are the ones who will deliver, including on border security.
If you don't want America to be overrun by masses of illegal aliens and giant caravans, you better vote Republican.
The president told supporters at his latest rally to reject Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill and elect Republican Senate candidate Josh Hawley.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. President Trump plans to end the so-called catch-and-release policy for asylum seekers in the U.S. illegally. Plans to sign an executive order next week. It would require them to be held in newly built tent settlements until their cases can be processed. The last of the funerals for victims of the Pittsburgh synagogue massacre taking place today. 97-year-old Rose Malinger being laid to rest. She was among the 11 people fatally shot in last Saturday's attack. Her daughter among six people wounded in the shooting. Opioid overdose deaths hit the highest level ever in the U.S. last year. An estimated 200 people dying per day, not according to a new report from the Drug Enforcement Administration. On Wall Street this hour, stocks are in the red. The Dow is down about 39 points, the NASDAQ Composite Index off 56, and the S&P down 8 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way.com. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the now national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. This book may not be for you, but if you're like most people, you'll be blown away when you learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. And as a bonus for hitting the bestsellers list, I've been gifted 250 copies from my publisher. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, I want to send you a copy of the national best-selling book. You can buy it on Amazon or go to Barnes & Noble or be among the first 250 people to reply. Just text the word bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776 to claim your free national best-selling book now. That's the word bestseller to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Just text the word bestseller to 49776.
In China, a fight between a bus driver and a passenger caused the bus to plunge off a high bridge into a river, with all on board the vehicle presumed dead.
When the driver of her bus refused to stop, a 48-year-old passenger started punching him and hit him on the head with her phone. The bus then veered to the wrong side of the road, colliding with an oncoming car, broke through a guardrail and plunged off a bridge into the Yangtze River, carrying 15 people, including the driver. 13 bodies have been recovered and two are still missing. Chinese police have released the black box recording of the crash, which happened on Sunday in Chongqing. It shows a video recording of the scuffle.
That's a BBC Stephen McDonald. New details about the crashed Lion Air jet's previous flight casting more doubt on the Indonesian Airlines claim to have fixed technical problems with the aircraft. News and analysis at townhall.com. The UN finds for progress in fighting hunger in Asia has stalled.
A new United Nations report says some 486 million people are malnourished in Asia and the Pacific. The report from the Food and Agricultural Organization says the Asia-Pacific region has more than half of all the malnourished children in the world. According to the report, the primary reasons for hunger are poverty and poor access to good food, clean water, and toilets. Ironically, many of those who go hungry work in agriculture. But hunger in the Asia-Pacific region also exists in large cities in relatively affluent countries. I'm Mike Grossia.
The U.S. trade deficit ballooned to $54 billion in September. It was driven higher by record imports, the fourth straight monthly increase in the trade gap. Also, the politically sensitive trade deficit with China hit yet another record high. Yet on Wall Street, the Dow down 43 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. It is, oh gosh, 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, and the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Enhanced walk-in humidor, wonderful customer service, a wonderful place to visit and to buy your lotto tickets too while you're in there. Jared, what's the weather look like?
It is currently 49 degrees here in Reading. Today it's going to be sunny and mostly clear. 82 degrees is our high, 56 for our low. Tomorrow it's going to be sunny and partly cloudy at night, high of 82, a low of 55. Tonight through Saturday night, we're going to have a red flag warning. Sunday, it's going to be partly sunny, partly cloudy at night with a high of 78, a low of 54. And on Monday, it's going to be mostly sunny. With a high of 78 and a low of 53.
Well, you know, no rain in sight, and the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business out of Anderson that has discounts for both seniors and veterans. They also have payment plans for people that are buying their propane. It's a really super company owned by Chuck and Judy Kenney. Hired and won awards for hiring veterans at their company. Okay, let's go to the phone. Susan Eastman, good morning.
Good morning. Well, major averages are in the red. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 94 points at 25,285. The S&P 500 is off 9 points at 2,730, and the NASDAQ Composite losing 82 points at 7,352. Active stocks on the big board, GE, down 40 cents at $9.18. Chevron at $4.13, trading at $115.29. New Old Brands up $2.40 at $18.95 per share. For local retail stocks of interest, Walmart down 19 cents, trading at $100.39. Costco down 27 cents at $2.29.30. Target positive 12 cents, trading at $84.38. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced yield 3.17%. And turning to commodities, gold is down $4.60 an ounce at $1,234. Silver positive 3 cents at $14.88 per ounce. Crude oil down 34 cents, trading at $63 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thank you, Susan. Hope you have a wonderful weekend.
I will enjoy this weekend. Thank you. you guys,
bet.
Too.
Okay.
Take care.
Thank you. That's Susan Eastman, First Vice President of Investments and Financial Advisor over at Wells Fargo Advisors at 2705 Park Marina Drive. And her office number is 243-7561. If you're looking for somebody to take a look at your investment, somebody that, you know, maybe you're kind of questioning what's going on and this market is so volatile, Susan is an expert. And give her a call, and she will be able to help you as you move through this financial jungle that seems to be out there. We're waiting for Congressman LaMalfa to call here. The other things that we've got going on is last night, Linda and I, I'm feeling a little slow today, okay? I'm feeling a little slow because last night Linda and I were on the KIXE holiday auction for 4 hours. Last night. We got there at 6, came out at 7, got out of there after 10, and we were selling you know, we were auctioning off hundreds of items. They have something like $137,000 worth of items. These range from trips on the Skunk Railroad. Have you ever heard of the Skunk Railroad, Jared?
No.
Never. This one heads up, and it goes down, it goes over to the down in the Yolo Canyon, and it goes through the Redwoods, and it's a it sounds like a great trip, and it's like, you know, it's a railroad train. 84, I think it's like $84 for a ticket. We auctioned off four different sets of those, and chimes, wind chimes. You're talking about everything from a tabletop composter. Okay, have you seen this?
I actually, that was one of the times I turned it on. I saw that.
A tabletop composter where you can just take the food that, you know, off, you know, from your, instead of throwing it away, you throw it in this composter. And within 3 days, it's turned it into stuff you can put in your garden. And I'm looking at this thing and I'm thinking, who would have ever thought of putting in, they calling it a tabletop? Because it literally is, you know, small. It's tall enough, I guess, to put on
your
table.
It was a bread maker at first. One of those little ones.
Don't get that one mixed up.
Yeah.
You know, so when you see things like this, but here it is that we're there. And the Enterprise High School Culinary Club or Culinary Group down there from Enterprise High School, these are the guys that won the national awards under their leadership of their chef. But the other things that I didn't realize, I knew it, but I didn't put it together, that on the North State Stand Down, when we're helping all these veterans, last Friday, helping all these veterans out there, giving them a hand up, not a hand out, who was providing the food but Enterprise High School? And this chef, James, who is, by the way, is a former military, and he has his kids out there who are giving back, plus learning on how to cook, and the food is just exceptional. And he teaches them, you know, the point of being ready, how to be ready when you're a cook. And after going out to Shasta College and seeing their culinary classes out there and then the ones from Enterprise, and as the instructor out there told us that at Shasta, Bart said, you know what, every person that graduates out of my class here has got a job. And he says, I go to different restaurants here in town, and I see 2, 3, 4, 5 graduates. Well, it's the same thing for Enterprise High School. They can pick up a job almost immediately. So we're talking about, you know, people that want to work, and they get such great training there. And then in all the different services, they also have their course of, you know, welding and the heavy equipment and the robotics, all of these things out at Shasta College. But it's getting them ready, and they start there in our high schools, and Enterprise has done a great job. Hey, on the phone with us is Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Good morning, Congressman.
Hi, Carl. How are you doing today?
Well, you know what? I'm peachy, considering that we were up late last night on the auction for KIXE, you know, raising money for our local PBS station here, so I can continue to watch Lawrence Welk on Sundays.
Wow, okay. We used to avoid that as kids.
Well, you know, isn't it funny how when you're a kid, I'm not going to watch it. You visit your grandparents, no, there's no way I'm going to watch this. And then when you're flipping through the channels, there's Lawrence Welk, and you kind of look at it like, boy, what a simpler time we lived in back then. Wow.
Yeah, it does change, doesn't it? When a simpler, cleaner time when the entertainment was, it was nice. And you know, you do yearn for some of that, even if you didn't want it as a kid. Although I never did like that high-voiced guy. We never watched that guy. So.
Well, you know, here's the thing is about when I go to something like the PBS or, you know, the KIXE, that I feel like you can put your grandchildren in front of it, your children in front of it, and not worry about them coming and asking you a question that has, you know, that is just going to be one you don't know the answer to, but where did you hear that kind of thing?
Boy, howdy. It's not even the TV show. It's the terrible TV ads now.
Oh, my gosh.
They cut their advertising now before 9 p.m.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and
try to explain that one. A little dryness there or dysfunction. I'm a little dysfunction there. What is that? What is that, Dad?
Hey, and everything else. It's like, I don't want them to know this stuff yet. You know, let them be kids first before they have to.
At least
you know what I'm talking about.
Right. Okay, there's 4,000. It was 7,000 heading for the border.
Is it down to 4 now?
Well, I just read that it's down to 4, but now there's a class action suit saying that we're taking away their rights under the Constitution.
which patriotic America loving people are bringing that class action?
This is from the caravan themselves. There's 12 from Honduras are saying that under the Constitution, under the Fifth Amendment, that you can't keep them out. And I'm still not sure why that one is, but what's your take on this, Congressman?
I'm very glad that we're moving in the direction to put a stop to it at our border, because we need a giant timeout on this whole process here. And so putting the troops on there is the correct move. It's the best move you can make, especially on short term, since nothing can seem to move legislatively in this time of resistance and nothing useful moving through the Senate. It's just a measure I think the president needed to take and the signal sent.
It looks like it's you've got some people are saying is that for sure the Democrats are going to take the House. Other people are saying they not so fast. Some people say it's a toss-up. What kind of signals are you getting from your fellow congressmen that are in tight races?
Well, first, there's a horrendous amount of money flying around the whole country on these races. It's incredible that the investment you're seeing from outsiders into every race across the country that might have might have an impact on that number in the House. So I think, first of all, to be surviving all that is kind of remarkable, but money doesn't necessarily win elections by itself, does it? It is quality of candidates, quality of issues, and the perception people have of what the direction of the country is going and what their personal member of the House or Senate is doing about that. So I think for all the prognosticators that are running on generally the bad information channels, I don't think they're as close to right as what they would have us believe, because I think a lot of them are tools of propaganda anyway, trying to depress voters. They tried to do that during the Trump election, and that didn't work out very well for them, did it? So,
well, you know,
I think, you know, the bottom line, you asked a number. I think we have a better than even chance of keeping the House.
Well, you know what I have to say is that I don't trust any of the stations anymore or any of the channels, because they've all got some kind of dog in the fight here. And I'm hearing on one channel that one guy's 5% up and another one's a 6% down. I think people are I think you're absolutely right about it. It's like the Trump syndrome in the last election. Oh my gosh, you know, he's hammered, you know, and Bush when they had the exit polls saying he's behind 20%. Yeah, they were all just wrong. They were just wrong. And I'm thinking that I don't think people have – I don't know, I could be totally wrong here, but I think people are – if they look at what's going on, how we're moving forward, how we're doing things, that it's helping the economy, major strides in the economy, more people working. We're trying to guard the borders here. I just think that it's one of those things that when they ask a person a question, they just don't tell them what they think they want to hear, or they just won't answer.
Yeah, there's a lot of that. There is on how polling is done. There's the way samples are taken too. That can distort the picture as well. You know, who are they asking? Are they asking what type of voter? Are they asking a good cross section of them or not? Is it too much emphasis on this age or that region? You know, so when they're asking a national poll about, are you going to report Republican or support Republicans or Democrats? A national poll doesn't really mean anything when you have 435 House races that are all individual in their districts. And so, you know, it's just kind of a deal where everybody just soldier out there and make your votes, do your job as citizens, and it'll work out. Because, you know, when you actually see the numbers that are coming in, people's votes are pouring in big time and leaning a lot stronger towards Republicans turning their votes in all over. So it's
going to be interesting.
There's a wave of Republicans out there that can't wait to vote, get it turned in, and the Democrat enthusiasm is a little less. So, but, you know, with still several days before Election Day and Election Day itself, you know, you can't.
Last 3 days, I understand.
Well, I'm calling it four.
Yeah, okay. So, all right. Okay.
Hey. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and then Election Day. So it's four plus, actually, right?
Yeah.
So.
We're here with Congressman Doug Moffitt. We're going to take a quick break. It's 19 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Reading Home Helpers. Whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day, let Reading Home Helpers help keep your loved ones where they're the most comfortable, where they're the happiest, at home. Give them a call, 226-8350, or learn more at readinghomehelpers.com. We'll be right back with Congressman Doug LaMalfa.
Your friends, come down and check out our new multi-progressive bingo at Wind River Resort and Casino. It's bingo, only better. Play our paper-only night on Mondays. $200 drawing. Wear your favorite sports team attire to rock and roll bingo and receive $10 in free slot play. Check out our $10,000 progressive special. The end of the month is your chance to win VIP tickets to our New Year's Eve bash. Plus cash in our drop into the new year drawing. 9 free slot play and cash consolation prizes. Earn drawing tickets all month long. Triple tickets on Tuesdays. And the $500 midweek drive. Experience the thrill of yelling bingo and play at Wind River Resort and Casino. MP Bingo is here. Win thousands of dollars, 5 progressive jackpots. More ways to win big. If you don't like to dub, let the machine do the work for you. Pre-sales available. Machines only. Who says you can't win them all? You only have to be 18 to play. Download the Wind River app. Check out our bingo calendar. Bingo calendar subject to change. It's playtime all the time. All the time. At Wind River Resort and Casino.
My name is Gabe. I am 23 years old and I grew up in Reading. For many, Reading is where you took your first steps, had your first kiss, drove your first car, earned your first paycheck. Reading has had many firsts. This summer, Reading experienced one of the largest wildfires in California history. Many homes were destroyed. Now, Reading will make its first epic comeback.
We went through the Great Recession. We are challenged daily by crime and numerous social issues. And then the car fire happened. Hi, I'm Joe Comente, your candidate for Shasta County Board of Supervisors. As 38,000 people were fleeing the fire, first responders performed at near superhuman levels, never giving in and never backing down. Our community immediately rallied. Businesses, churches, not-for-profits, family, friends, and neighbors offered food, shelter, and emotional support. Today we are coming back stronger and more determined. We are rebuilding. My name is Joe Comente, and I'm asking you to elect me to the Shasta County Board of Supervisors in District 1. It's time for leadership for Shasta County.
Paid for by the committee to elect Joe Comente.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
He's just a very hard-working person, and he listens to his people.
David Kehoe is one of the most honest public servants that I have ever seen.
As a third-generation U.S. Army veteran, I support Supervisor David Kehoe for re-election because of his unfailing support of our veterans.
The best quality about Dave is that he is so approachable.
You just couldn't ask for a better supervisor than him.
I'm David Kehoe, candidate for Supervisor, District 1. I'm firmly committed to a safer community by increasing jail beds and supporting law enforcement. As your supervisor, I have a record of voting for jobs and economic development to help increase revenue for public safety. I will always strive to improve the safety and quality of life for the people of Shasta County. I welcome your support and vote.
Paid for by Kehoe for Shasta County Supervisor 2018.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. The studio is at KCNR 1460. Mito. Probably one of the best albums ever. The Meatloaf, the Bat Out of Hell album. This portion of the show brought to you by Seamus O'Leary's Irish Pub, nestled in the heart of downtown at 1701 California Street. Redding's only true Irish pub, voted best in the North State every year since 2011. Next Monday night, head on down there and bet the bookie there and win, you know, win some money and have a great time at Shameless O'Leary's. It's a great place to go to. Tuesdays, half-price burgers there, too. Hey, we're with Congressman Doug LaMoffa. He's running for re-election. We had your opponent on yesterday, Congressman. And
how'd that go?
I thought it went really well. She's articulate. It's like I'm talking about most of the races. It's a clear delineation between what she wants to accomplish or how she wants to do things, and how you want to do things. It's like Cox and Newsom. I mean, if people are confused about who, you know, what they are standing for, they're just not paying attention. So the one thing she said was she said that she wants to bring broadband to the rural areas. And you've commented on this too before.
We've actually been working on doing that and accomplishing it, chipping away at it. So it's happening. We just need to keep doing things that help cause that to happen. And some of that actually is contained in the Farm Bill, where you have rural development dollars that help do that. So USDA has these programs to help rural America, rural California. And so, when we see that administration has put in a greater emphasis on rural America instead of even going to the cities with funding and us being able to not compete, we're seeing more success that way.
She said that there's AT&T is not putting out any more landlines, which is, and this was a surprise to me. I don't know if I understood it correctly, but she said that they're not even putting landlines out. So there are areas out there where people do not have a phone in some of our rural areas. Are you aware of that?
Well, it comes down to with greater and greater proliferation of cell phones, people aren't even keeping landlines in their houses anymore in some cases. We still keep one, and we can enjoy the loud buzz that comes from having the phone line buried at the bottom of a ditch, out in a rural area here. So people are making choices in those areas, and a lot more is switching towards a cell phone instead of landlines. And so I think there's an economic decision being made by the people that bring the phone lines out to decide how far they're going to go with that. So what we're trying to also push is that getting more cell towers to have stronger, a farther reach into some of those remote areas. Like Trinity County over there, they got terrible cell tower and cell phone reach, but and it's not a county I represent, but, there are neighbors over that we pay attention to, as well as that Rancho Tehama, that terrible shooting situation at that school area and all through a little over a year ago. They needed more cell tower service out there to have things be a little more on the ball there. So, we need to continue the reach of that technology. And that's what people are going to embrace more instead of more hard lines. But when you're talking those hard lines, you're talking to the very, very far tip of where they might be potential customers. As far as broadband, we're trying to get that into small communities. So you have more, it isn't running broadband all the way out to the last house at the last dirt road. It's getting into our smaller communities there so that they have better hookup for their health clinics, for telemedicine, for education, for making sure all the junior colleges are going to have that, and then start tapping that out more so to high schools and others in general. So we're making progress in that area, and and that becomes more and more economical as more of this infrastructure gets closer to that to those ends.
You mentioned something. You said the shooting, and which brings me, it was easy then for me to shift to this. The absolute hatred that people are exhibiting for their fellow citizens and picking up guns and or chasing people out of restaurants. I mean, you can't equate one with the other, where somebody's shooting somebody and then somebody's yelling at somebody. But it just seems like the anger that's in our country has just quadrupled in the last few years. What can be done? It's got to start at the top. When I say the top, I'm talking you know, from Trump down to our elected officials on the national level. Of course, the media has got a big thing to play, you know, into this. But what do you see out there, Doug? And you're up there, at, you know, in Washington, D.C. I mean, you must see a bunch of things that are happening there.
I think it starts with personal responsibility. You know, everybody complaining about who's saying it upstairs. Well, look inwardly. So what are you doing about it? What is your attitude? If you just all you can do is complain about people somewhere else causing this, well, can you control your own behavior? I mean, when people, you know, come to town hall meetings or whatever, and I got accosted by somebody downtown Chico, actually two different occasions on that, and I was just walking along and, you know, with friends and family and such. And so, you know, and ask the person, so you can't control your emotions long enough to just have a rational, short discussion with me. You have to start yelling, or you have to start making, you know, it's just start right there. You know, I mean, whatever somebody in the media might say, why you let that ruin your day? So I come back to personal responsibility of, if you can't control your emotions, then maybe you need to go get some help.
There's a point there. I've got to ask this one. When Trump goes out and says things, or he puts things out on Twitter that are directly attacking people, calling them names, all types of things, do you include him in that group?
Well, I mean, a lot of people say to me, it should be good if you do less tweeting, and that probably would be helpful. A lot of times what he's doing is in response to some other attack. But, you know, he'd do himself some favors by tempering those just a little bit. But, you know, I'm not going to say that he should stop communicating by Twitter either. So it's just got to be a deal where he would have a little more discretion on the tail end of some of those tweets. But
and I guess that's kind of what I was getting into, is that we've got Maxine Waters saying, chase people around, you know, don't let them eat their dinners. You've got Trump saying things. You have other people, you know, calling Kavanaugh a rapist with no proof. You know, those are people that are in the news that are elected officials. And yeah, we all have to take responsibility for ourselves. But what I'm saying and what my friends are saying, what we see is just this anger that's, you know, that keeps seeming to be dividing our country. Every time something comes up, it's not just something to discuss. I mean, are there bipartisan things that are happening that we just don't know about?
All the time. Shoot, I'm part of a Wednesday morning bipartisan working group that we can all sit in a room and get along very nice. It's very amicable, you know, and have a coffee and a donut together and talk about different bills we're looking at or things that are coming up. I mean, you know, you see the hype all day long.
Yeah.
24-hour news is that nobody can do anything. Yeah, well, it is tough on difficult issues. You know, if you got philosophical issues, yes or no on the Second Amendment. Well, what do you think I'm going to do, Carl? Say, well, let's give up half the Second Amendment. That's compromise, right? Do you want me to do that?
Do I want you to do that? No, of course not.
Throwing that out there for laughs.
Okay. I was going to say you caught me on surprise on that one, but no. But that's what I mean, though, is that, you know,
but
the
but
idea that
people,
you sit down
people
with people.
Say, well, you guys need to get along. You guys need to compromise. Well, what am I compromising, and whose right or property or value am I compromising when I do that? So some things there's a line in the sand on, and some things, you know, you can negotiate. What's the size of the budget? How much are we going to spend on this or that? You know, the other guy or the other gal, they want to win too. So how do you, that's a negotiation. You know, so some things are very negotiable and some things we fight about. So that's, the press likes to report the fighting. You know, one person says something over the top, you know, and that's what they report. So I can't make Maxine Waters stop saying chase people around restaurants or get in their face, she and others. I can't make Hillary Clinton not say, well, we'll only have civility when the Democrats take over the House of Representatives.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know where the heck that's coming from. But
and this is the kind of things that when you see this, it's that you have to, you know, you have to ask yourself, is that, and, you know, is there stuff going on that maybe we don't, like you just said, hey, we get together every Thursday, we have coffee and donuts, and we discuss things. I mean, that to me is the civility, you know, I think that people need to hear about, that this is going on, that it's not just a constant battle up there.
Well, you're seeing, too, that the Kavanaugh being named to the Supreme Court was a very important line in the sand for the Dems, because they see a slight shift in the balance of the court from Kennedy to Kavanaugh, who's a more firm constitutional interpreter than, I think, Kennedy, who was, you know, a little more moderate on that stuff. So the Dems, you know, all they see is Roe v. Wade when they talk. And so Kavanaugh to them was a line in the sand, and they threw everything they had at the wall to see if they could put up enough obfuscation to try and stop that. And now with the midterm elections, you know, they see Republicans in charge of the House, the Senate, and the White House. And if they can just take down one of them, they know that they can then spend the next 2 years talking about nothing but resistance and impeachment and investigate and Russia. So you know, Pelosi ran around saying the Republicans have fought to stifle the marketplace of ideas. I just saw that on TV. Marketplace of ideas, really? Who are the ones doing the deregulation and putting power back in the people's hands and letting them keep their own tax dollars that were theirs to begin with? It's not the government's money. It certainly isn't the Democrats who do that. Republicans are much more about that individual freedom and innovation than the Dems with their controlling regulations will ever be. So, you know, it's just sorting through the rhetoric and using some common sense that I think the voters need to look at. How do you argue with 4.2% growth, you know, the GDP? How do you argue with lowest unemployment since 1969? How do you argue with our allies around the world paying up a little more as far as NATO and us backing our strong ally Israel and having that great confidence that we're actually with them? You know, we're making headway on foreign trade. What are the results people are after here, you know?
Well, it only seems like, and we have to take a quick break, the thing that it seems like the Democrats, not in every case, but most of them are running on, is just that Trump's not a nice guy. And that anybody that supports Trump, there's something wrong with us. Which kind of, gets bothersome,
Obama,
too.
Obama was slicker on that, but we'll look at the things that, you know, where the rubber meets the road, what is the policy you're doing, right?
Yeah.
And so you can find plenty of Dems that say nasty things as well. I mean, horrific things. So things Sarah Palin's been called in the past.
Oh, yeah.
And then the things they're advocating that you do in people's private lives and such. So it's just, it's definitely a bad time. So what I guess I'm hoping is kind of leading up to your last question on that is that with the Kavanaugh thing behind us and the midterm election soon behind us, can everybody just take a breath? And, you know, everybody's, you know, dug in the trenches. The battle's full on. You know, this is the final shot in the fourth quarter of the game here. Once the game is over, right, then what is it we're going to do?
I hope it is a deep breath.
Each side is trying to do what it can
to
get the win on the deadline that's in front of them. You have the Kavanaugh deadline, and you got this midterm election deadline. Once this is over with, then you have 2 years before the next November election. And so are we going to then take that breath and try and get something useful accomplished? Or is it going to be all about 2020 and taking down Trump and getting the next president elected? You know, I'm afraid it might be the second, but maybe we can be optimistic and say, all right, now with the election over, we can focus on doing what we should be doing.
Mm-hmm. Hey, we got to take a quick break here. We're with Congressman Doug Lamoff. If you've got a question for Congressman Lamoff, give us a call, 530-605-4567. And this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, and located in the heart of downtown Reading. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community's choice. We'll be right back with Congressman Doug Lamoff. 49 degrees out there, going up to 81, 23 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock.
This little ditty that reached up to 21 in May.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California 96003.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR 1460, right downtown Reading here, 20 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. Carl and Nabat here, the sports and show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue, Man's Last Stronghold. On the phone is Congressman Doug LaMoffa, and we have a couple of people calling in. Congressman, good morning. Thanks for being with us, first of all. Hello?
Certainly.
Okay, and we lost Donna on the phone. She hung up. Okay, Congressman, what would you say is the biggest difference between you and your opponent?
Well, you know my positions, first of all.
Right.
I don't have to disguise them because of them not fitting the district. By and large, people elected me because of the things they've told them I would do when I was new and have worked on getting done since they can see my work product here. So I don't have to mask that. I don't have to, project that I'm more moderate than I am left wing. And I think my opposition there is really trying to use that euphemistic terminology to mask when she's in front of one group that she really does want to have government-run health care, Bernie Sanders style. And so I think that's very dangerous. And we've had to, endure people not understanding that and thinking like, oh, well, she's something new, she's something fresh and all this and that. And hey, I get all that. But bottom line is that I think the things I've always worked on are the ones that are going to be most beneficial to the district, with the work I do on the Natural Resources Committee. Our forestry is still been bound up by environmental regulations and lawsuits and all sorts of things that keep us from doing what we need to do. So I have a firm position on that. But we need to do
Congressman.
Forest Service needs to step up. And so, the economy is very strong here. It's not because we've raised taxes, which my opponent wants to do. She wants to get rid of the tax cuts that were done federally. And she wants to keep around the gas tax and car tax that the state put in force. I'm a firm opponent of that. That'll cost families approximately $800 per year for that gas and car tax in California, which is why I was a key sponsor of Proposition 6. So, it's all about giving the government more money, taking it from the citizens for the government to spend on limbs. When we get from the government, we get things like high-speed rail, and we get years and years and years to get some trickle of dollars to go for water storage projects. Instead, we get more environmental projects. We get more people hired to come around with clipboards and enforce against what you're doing farming and ranching or, taking away your water rights. So, I'm firmly in the column of individual liberty and government staying out of the way of what works well for people in this district.
Okay, we have a caller. Donna, good morning. Do you have a question for Congressman LaMoffa? Hello, Donna. You're on the air. Do you have a question for
My thoughts are that Congressman LaMalfa has an A rating with NRA, and his opponent has an F rating. I just think that the people in the North State really care about that issue, and I want to thank him for his votes and for his what he did in California before he went back to Washington to work with the Democrats and pass the first pro-gun legislation that was passed in California. So I think that we need to keep him back in Washington, D.C., and so it's not so much a question but just a comment that he needs to let people know what he's done in that area.
Okay. Thank you very much, Donna.
Thank you, Donna. I appreciate that because our Second Amendment rights are an important cornerstone for our freedom, especially rural Californians, rural Americans. We're going to have to – we're our own first line of defense the more rural you are. And if you don't have those options because someone decides arbitrarily, you know, what kind of gun you can have. I mean, we already have bans against fully automatic weapons in the press. And all the time, let's say, oh, you got an automatic gun. Nobody has any automatic guns except for the – drug cartels that we're trying to get out of our forests and others that are doing so illegally. A semi-automatic gun is one that is quite common and quite preferred by most people with a Glock pistol or a rifle that has that feature. So, you know, I don't think it's up to me or government to say what type you can have as long as it's within the standards we already accept. So I think further gun control does not accomplish anything except for controlling the citizens and make them more vulnerable in any situation.
Hey, Congressman, are you walking around? The reason I'm saying that is that you're going in and out of coverage. So, I mean,
I'm holding still pretty much.
Oh, okay. All right. I thought, well, you know, a lot of times when I talk on the phone, I walk around. So, anyway, so you're back on now. Okay. I asked Ms. Denny about the Second Amendment, and it was very difficult to get a firm. I'm never going to vote against you owning a semi-automatic magazine-fed weapon, or firearm. Anyway,
well, you know, she's a nice woman, and I like her personally when we've spoken. But that's pretty much the whole campaign is she's running in a district. That's a fish out of water situation because she has to give those evasive answers on questions like that that people around here do care about. She is not the strongest advocate for water storage or claims not to know about issues and needs to be more educated on them and stuff. And that's fine when you're a new candidate, but you know, you at least ought to have an idea of what you want to do about the Klamath dams, for example. She just calls that a done deal. I'm firmly opposed to the removal of those dams because they think it doesn't do anything to help the environment or help fish passage, and it costs us dearly and a lot of other issues up in that part of the state.
Yeah.
And so, you know, what you're going to get with me is you're going to get a pretty firm answer on what you asked me about. So.
Okay. We need to take one more break because I have a number of ads in here. They're all political ads that if I don't play them, I get in lots of trouble here. So we're going
to
take one.
Would you mind if I took off here because I got to head to the mountains today. So
okay.
Are we okay?
We're okay. The one last thing I do want to ask is the 14th Amendment,
sure.
What Trump is talking about. What's your thoughts on that?
Oh, certainly. I'm glad you asked that. When either the founders back in the late 1700s or those that put together the 14th Amendment in the 1800s, I believe nobody had ever intended that citizenship would be conferred on somebody that whose parents broke into the country and bore a child on American soil, that would confer citizenship. It means something completely different than how liberal courts and precedent supposedly has been able to stand that just because you break into the country and deliver a child, that now becomes a citizen and then a pivot point for others to be able to try and gain citizenship. There's no way in the world that they intended that. And I felt that from forever. And so for the president to make a move in the direction on that, now, I don't think it's appropriate for executive orders to be making permanent law in this area, but at least as something that as a short term with regards maybe to this horde coming to the border or as a way to punctuate the conversation, yeah, you know, I think it's a good move. But Congress needs to define this and not have the courts define it for us on what the interpretation of the 14th Amendment, because I don't believe for a moment that that's what anybody, when they pass the 14th Amendment to extend
if you read the
more
words,
rights to the former slaves,
yeah,
the rights that they should have, that it was ever intended for this purpose.
If you read the words of the man that wrote it, and I mean what he wrote about it, it was never intended for anything, but, you know, he intended it for the slaves, you know, so they would have rights, and as they should have. But he, as he pointed out, it's not for people that are here that owe their allegiance to someplace else, or they're here illegally. No, I mean, he made it really, he made it real clear. If you read, and this
can
was
you
back
imagine
in
this
1860s.
Legislation having passed ever to do so in a legislative process?
Yeah.
This is why the Democrats are so focused on trying to get the courts or blocking good people from being on the courts, is because they win in the courtroom and not have to have the accountability for voting for a piece of legislation. Say, hey, let's give citizenship to people here illegally, or, you know, because they were born on the soil due to illegal immigrant activity. That wouldn't ever pass. Or maybe it would these days. Maybe that would pass in California.
Yeah.
But certainly at the time.
Right.
But there'll be a revolt over that. So that's why they're so desperate to hold on to the courts, because they don't have to make law in the day of light way of doing so. They can blame it on one judge or panel of judges and like that and say, oh, it's law of the land now. So and then we have to untangle it by passing legislation to get 60 votes out of the Senate, and the Dems don't seem to be fearful of having to answer to anybody for that these days, and that comes down to the voters of those states that elect Democrats that think this is okay. So, you know, here we go.
Okay. Hey, thanks a lot, Congressman, for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. Good luck on Tuesday.
Take care.
Okay.
Now.
Hey, we got to take a break and catch back up, and then we'll be right back after these messages.
Obviously, really love washing your car. Your wheels always look like you just got your car detailed.
Oh, I hate washing my car. That's why I'm in the car wash club at Premier Oil Change. I can run my car through their state-of-the-art new car wash all month long for a fixed price.
Now, that's out of my budget.
You'll be pleasantly surprised. It's very affordable. It starts at $22 a month, and it is fast. I get my car washed in under 5 minutes. They have free vacuums right next to the freeway. Easy in, easy out. I also like the oil change service. Having an infant and not having to get out of my car is a huge plus.
What a great service. Glad I asked. I'll check it out tomorrow.
Visit us in Palisandro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park. Both locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home with a friendly oil change and unlimited car wash.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Paid for by Brian Daly for Assembly, 2018.
Since going to the state legislature in Sacramento, Brian Daly has kept his promise to the people of Northern California. Brian's focused his time and energy on creating jobs while voting against regulations and taxes. Brian has worked across party lines to save our rural hospitals, skilled nursing facilities, and biomass plants and programs that actually produce jobs for young people. Brian even hosted over 100 legislators to the North State to educate them on our rural way of life. And as a testament to Brian's integrity and work ethic, Brian was elected by his peers to be minority leader in the legislature. But there's still much to do, and problems still need solving. So let's re-elect Brian Daly to the State Assembly on November 6th.
The 17th Annual Powered Senior Celebrity Soup Kitchen, sponsored by the Older Adult Policy Council, will take place Wednesday, November 7th from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. The event will be held at a new location, the Reading Senior Citizens Hall at 2290 Benton Drive. Enjoy an evening of gourmet soups, music, and raffle prizes. Proceeds go to older adults who are unable to pay their power bills. Tickets are available at the door, $12 for adults and $6 for children ages 3 to 12. For more information, call 232-5543.
Michael and Tina are lovely people, and they're committed to our community. Those are the people that we want helping shape policy and running our communities.
His honest, down-to-earth, straightforward way of approaching things. He thinks outside the box.
Vote for Michael because he has a heart for people and he wants to see things change. He has the education and knowledge to address our city's financial hardships, and I believe he's going to see those through.
I'm Michael DeQuisto, a candidate for Reading City Council. The biggest issue we face is a dramatic increase in quality of life crimes. One-third of the 10,000 arrests made last year came from only 300 criminals. With 300 more jail beds, we can get them off our streets. This is not a city problem or a county problem. It is a community problem and needs a community solution. If elected, I will use every available resource to give us the safe and prosperous community we deserve.
Vote Michael DeQuisto, paid for by the committee to elect Michael DeQuisto to the Reading City Council 2018.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world. He took the midnight train, girl.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. The studio's KCNR 1460. Good morning, everybody. We're finishing up the week here with a number of different things. The congressman was leaving, and we're always happy to have the candidates running that are running are here. Now, next week on Monday, we're going to have Enjoy the Magazine. We're going to be talking, besides with them, we're also going to be talking about the propositions. All the propositions that are happening. Well, and then Tuesday, of course, is Election Day, and we're trying to get a surprise guest in here that could be. I'm really hoping that we can get him in here, if he's back in town to talk about his experiences in the last couple months. Also, then next weekend, of course, and next Thursday, we're going to be at Cornerstone Community Bank for RABA about getting donations to help veterans ride the bus. And then Friday, we're going to be at Crown Motors. Again, it's the day before Veterans Day, and Crown Motors is honoring our veterans during this Veterans Day weekend. So they donate money from every car our truck sold to a veterans organization right here in town. And we'll have people there. We'll have veterans there from, gosh, as many of the ears that we possibly can. That'll be with us also on Friday. And of course, Saturday is the big Veterans Day parade out in the city of Shasta Lake. It's one of the largest ones in Northern California. In fact, it is in Northern California. I think it's the largest one north of Fresno, in fact. Over 100 entries. You can start early and get a pancake and sausage breakfast, orange juice coffee there at the firehouse. Start early and then get your seat. And like I said, it's a great parade. Bands and horses and floats. And the Grand Marshal this year is going to be Frank Rose, who is just who's done stupendous work for veterans in our community. And then Saturday night, and it's maybe not too late, but to buy a ticket to attend the Marine Corps Ball, the birthday ball, November 10th. It's going to be out at Wind River. It's going to be a great time. The guest of honor is a Marine colonel who has been engaged in warfare and all the fights from Desert Storm on. And also has worked in the highest echelons of government, too. So he'll be able to talk and tie all that together. And you can, it's still not too late probably to get a ticket for that, even though they may be shutting it down by now. And then, of course, Sunday out to the November 11th, Veterans Day, Armistice Day, and celebrating that. We'll be out at the Veterans Home for that to have a ceremony out there also. So a lot of things going on this week that have to do with veterans. But here's the big thing is voting. Voting on Tuesday. And we've talked to Audrey Denny, the Democrat here, and many, she's got a number of supporters, and of course Congressman Doug LaMalfa, but also all of our city, our county, our assembly You need to get out and vote. Not only that, but, you know, you've got a number of propositions. We have senators we're voting on. All these propositions have come up. We're going to try and run over them again on Monday and maybe even Tuesday to talk about them, to try and get some kind of semblance of what they really are saying before you go out and vote, if you haven't already. But the important thing is to plan on getting out and voting. If you need a ride, there's people out there that would be more than happy to get you to a polling area. If you want to vote and you can't get there, give us a call here at KCNR 1460 at 605-4565, and we'll help you get there. We'll find a way of getting you there to the polls and getting you home if you need that. It's that important that when you don't vote, it's almost like a slap in the face of everybody that has stood up for this country for over 270 years. So that they would have a country that where we can make a peaceful change of power, or we can have a say in what happens to us and what happens into the lives we live. All of this by a simple way of going down and voting. Nobody's going to blow up the polling booths. Nobody's going to shoot you on your way down. It's just getting down there and voting. Anyway, have a great weekend. There's a lot going on this weekend. There's a lot going on next weekend. Just remember, have a great day. Be safe out there. And it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
At the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering.